machines worked constantly, creating an infinite dull loop that overloaded my flat mind. Pattern dragged to my ears, echoing in my hollow corpse. Who left them on? The whole place seemed empty, like they suddenly disappeared and left everything. I saw their photo right at the beginning of this small hallway. It was a burned one, lying on the floor in front of the stairs that are leading down, like the wind accidentally brought it here from the hallway. They appeared normal in this picture. What happened? Husband and wife, their newborn son. It was taken when they were young, in their late 20s it seems. The father seemed sober and normal in this picture. And I've never seen his wife. She looked beautiful in this photo. He was not worthy of someone like her. I only knew him as an always drunk, unleashed beast, playing sick, perverted games. I came down the concrete stairs into another hallway. The whole place had smells of clotted blood and urine. Flies and insects crawled over the piles of shit and sand, like a punishment chamber. Strong anxiety started to build up in me. Some uncertain sensation filled me. I stopped in the darkness of the hallway, at the core of mental nothingness. It struck my brain cells and woke up dire memories. Our perfectly clean hallways, an appearance of the warm home. An illusion. A world of decay, silent cries and misery. Place that makes me sick. In the long nights of neglecting, I felt the smell of feces and urine coming from the neighboring room to my bed. I wasn't allowed to budge, but only listened to the sounds of scratching and crying, cries for water and light. Our rooms were locked incubators, raising two wrecks, two burdens in the way of successful ignorance. Left and neglected in our world of suffering. I was older and always spared. Why? I always asked myself that. He was only a child and already aware of slow death, hungry and scared of new comebacks. If I tried to fight or help, I would get killed. I've died thousands of times and nobody noticed. I was so tired and alone. They needed me so that everything would appear normal. I appeared normal, with holes inside, unable to change anything or to progress, a coward with regrets and guilt. They forced me to study so I would become just like them. They even bought me a PC. I dreamed about killing either them or me. I could just run. My every chance to develop and be sane was gone. There was no way but to see only the past, because there was no future. There still isn't any. My motivation to continue is dead. I'm ashamed of myself. Smells brought me back to the present. I hit the switch and a dusty light bulb ignited. It shone on the sandy dirt and gore on the ground. Pest and garbage collection, symmetric hot space. Gateway to something I can't yet imagine. The light wasn't strong enough to reveal all the hidden shit and vomit that covered the walls and iron pipes. It was only strong enough to light the obvious. Glinting light from the particles of sand and pipes. Weak pale silhouettes of other garbage. Shiny stacked plastic legs between iron bars and pipes, twisted. Drops of some liquid were dripping on my skin and occasional clean parts of concrete floor. Those sharp piercing hits echoing through the hot atmosphere. I began to smell my own fear. Salty dirt on my lips. Hot from all the heavy air. As I walked across the narrow hallway, the light became weaker, uncovering a door. an iron door to something. Air flew through a few rusty small holes and invited me in, away from this hot mess. When I opened the door, stale air knocked me and destroyed my senses. Under me were numerous plastic life-size dolls, pale like clay statuettes. It was overwhelming how many of them were there. Machines and contraptions surrounded them. The space continued behind the corner from where the yellowy warm light was shining. Rats were feasting in this black dump of plastic and decay. Some mannequins were covered with dried dark liquid. Oil was shining on the machines, thick and lush. I followed the flies to the hanging plastic angels.